Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with me, Gary Brennan, in for Niall Boylan. Get in touch with the programme because this programme is all about you, and you can do so on 0871 880 0008, and reach out to us on social media, on X, we're Classic Hits Radio, or on Facebook, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Let us know what you're thinking, because you're going to love this one. Next on the agenda tonight, the FAI has been hit with a €10,000 fine after Republic of Ireland fans booed God Save the King. Do you remember that? I'm still getting used to saying God Save the King. It used to be Queen. But anyway, I will keep going ahead of the September Nations League clash with England. Meanwhile, the FA faces a €12,500 fine for their fans booing Aaron Navin, which is a repeat offence. The controversy sparked strong reactions, with Taoiseach de Micheál Martin saying he was not happy with the disrespect shown. But I want to know what you think about this. Do you think this was the right course of action to fine the FAI? I mean, are they responsible for booing in the stadium? Is there anything they can even do about it? Is it childish and embarrassing? Or is booing just part of football banter? I mean, you see football fans all over the world in different places. There's a culture of booing. There's a culture of cheering. There's a culture of singing songs. Everyone's different. They all do it their own way. And that, look, that is what it is. But let me know what you think. Get in touch with us on 0871 880 0008. I did a straw poll earlier on in the office, and I'll tell you the result a little later on. I want to hear from Brian. You agree with both sides, Brian, do you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's banter. It's ridiculous. There's different people who might be a bigot or might not be a bigot. Mm. But I mean, that's football. I mean, local rivalries, say, in London, they'd have their own over and back. Same with Tipperary and Clare over here. I mean, it's rivalry.
But Brian, isn't it one thing to boo the team for the bit of banter and the bit of crack, and it's another thing entirely to boo a national anthem?
A national anthem. Sure, we're talking about changing our own. They don't mean much anymore.
Yeah, but in terms of the message it sends, I mean, I notice when I watch rugby. Now, forgive me, everyone who's listening tonight, I'm not a huge sports fan, but I know in rugby, when there's kicks going on or anything like that, the rugby fans are very respectful, they're very quiet. Do you know what I mean, Brian? What do you think of that?
We talked about, I think everyone has the right to freedom of expression, whatever way they want to do it.
Right. So you think it's a freedom of expression issue? And do you think the FAI should be fined?
What did they do? Were they chanting?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm asking you.
They were chanting. No. Why should it be fined? They weren't chanting.
Okay. Well, I want to go to Sean here. Sean, you think no matter what's going on, there's booing. So get over it, essentially, right?
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm very well.
I just think, I think it's comical, Gary, to be honest with you. And I really do. The fact of the matter is, this is going on since day one. You know, it's going on, what, decades and decades and decades. It doesn't matter whether it's Man United and it's Liverpool or it's, you know, England or Ireland or any other, you know, team all over the world. They boo each other. It doesn't matter. Look, I can't understand this for the life of me, because, you know, finding each other, the FAI, and finding, you know, or whoever it may be, it doesn't, what's that going to do? I never understood it, Gary. I never got my head around it. But the fact of the matter is, that's not going to stop people booing in the stands. No, it's not. It never will. This is going to go on again for decades and decades and decades. Like, I heard what you said there about rugby. Rugby is a different sport to football, you know. It really is, Gary, you know. And you've got two rival teams here, before Ireland and England. You know, you've seen what happened in the past. And God love the Irish, you know, football team, the girls' team. Remember they were singing there, a few chants there. And I don't want to repeat it there in case anybody gets offended. But we all know what happened. And there was murder over the country. And, you know, they won. They won. And they were singing in the soccer room, or and they're having a bit of crack. And there was murder over it. They wanted apologies, and, you know, the English wanted apologies. England, get the fuck over it. Get over it.
Do you think, Sean, do you think that fining on one end the FA and then the other end the FAI only stokes the flames more, in the sense that if you just leave it alone, they mightn't do it next time.
Well, they're going to do it, Gary. That's my point. So but they can fine each other all they like.
Sean, I'll ask you the same question I asked Brian. Teams boo each other all the time. I get that. That's absolutely fine. But booing a national anthem, isn't that different?
It's going to, again, Gary, it's been going on for decades. It's not different. It's never been different, Gary. I don't know where you've been, but Gary, this has been going on for decades again. You know, the minute, the Irish anthem comes on, and you'll hear the English, fucking mongos, and then you'll hear the Irish, you know. It's been going on for years and years. It doesn't matter what happens. And again, I'll point out, whether it's United or they, you know, it goes on and on and on, no matter what happens, whatever stadium it's in, no matter where they meet.
Yeah, but Sean,
this is a part of soccer.
Yeah, no, I hear you, yes. Sean. I'm just asking you that question because when you're talking about the Premier League, if you have Manchester United versus Chelsea, of course there's booing. Nobody disagrees with the booing at all. Nobody has an issue with it. It's part and parcel of football. Absolutely, everyone agrees on that. Where the sticking point is when they start booing over the national anthem. Is there no pause for just that little bit of respect to say, look, that's your identity, that's your country, that's your national anthem. We'll stay stum while you do that and you stay stum while we do ours. Do you not think that's
okay,
fair?
Okay, Gary. Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
You try to tell thousands and thousands of English fans that are sitting in Lansdowne Road or wherever it may be, or the tree, whatever the fuck it is now these days, and you try to tell them, oh, look, you just have to be quiet there, the Irish anthem is playing time. What are they going to do? They're going to even get louder and louder and louder and louder. And the same way as the Irish ones. If you tell them to be quiet when the English anthem is being played, you know what I mean, Gary? It's never going to happen. It's never going to work. They can find each other till they're blue in the face. This is never going to end. Because this is Ireland versus England. England versus Ireland. It's never going to happen. It's never going to be. It's never going to, I can't understand this bull, it is bull, of finding each other, because they might as well just hand the money to each other, if you get me, Gary.
Somebody said that to me earlier on, like 10 grand and there's 12 grand and we'll call it quits. And
that's it, Gary,
And what do you make of the Thánaiste wading into it and saying that he wasn't happy with the disrespect shown? Do you think politicians should be getting involved in this?
Well, they shouldn't be, because the fact of the matter is, they even know themselves that this is going to happen. It's always happened, Gary. This is what my head is, I can't, and this is why I got on to AJ about, or into your show about this. I can't understand it. We talk about this year in, year out, day in, day out. It's never going to go away, no matter what happens. You're playing the English anthem here on the grounds of Ireland, and then we're playing the Irish anthem in England. They're going to be honest. We're in their country. They're in their country. Do you get what I'm saying, Gary? It's just an Irish thing. It's an English thing. And, it is where it is. And it's never going to go away.
And why, Sean, do you think it's different with rugby?
Well, rugby is a difference. It's not a soccer thing. It's rugby is... everybody goes quiet. We've a different following in rugby. I love rugby. I really do. I actually love rugby more than I love soccer. I really do. And there is a different following, Gary. And there always has been a different following. And no matter what happens there, we all stand silent and we all, sing the national anthem. And then if it's the other games, obviously the other games playing their national anthem, it just is where it is. It's a different following, Gary. It always has been. And people, and they have, it's just a different respect. It's a different everything.
Different vibe, different
soccer.
Energy. Yeah, different. Okay,
different
Sean.
Energy, different vibe, Yeah.
Yeah, stay with me there. I want to go to Maureen because you called in to say you wouldn't do it personally. But what do you make of the fines that have been levied against AFAI and the FA? Do you think the fines are going to be effective?
I don't really know.
Yeah.
They might be.
Do you go to a lot of soccer matches?
No, I do. I didn't ring in. I just text. No, I don't. I love rugby.
You love rugby.
But at the same time, whether I was at a soccer match, no matter where I, what I would be at. Another team's national anthem is playing. You're going to show the team respect, because it's not just the team, it's actually the whole country they've left behind. I mean, that can, surely be to God, they can shut their mouth while the national anthem is being played. It wouldn't hurt them to do that, would it? And just show that bit of respect and then banter ahead once the national anthems are over.
So you're saying don't...
I mean, you don't hear it in the Olympic Games, you don't hear it anywhere else, you don't hear their anthems being booed. Just
so
because you
so
don't
saying,
like the...
You're saying leave the booing for the game itself and for the national anthem.
The game itself, and show respect for the national anthem. It's not just a team, it's a whole country you're insulting.
Yeah.
And have some bit of decorum.
And so do you think these fines that the FAI have been hit with, and the FA as well, do you think they'd make any difference, or is it just going to...
Well, they might.
As Sean said earlier, they might just swap the money.
I don't know. They might. Well, again, you see, when it did happen, what should have been done by writers over the town eyes, they should have just asked, please, would you please respect the national anthem and stop it in the bottom and see what happens?
Yeah, yeah. Stay with me, Maureen.
That's all you have to do.
Stay with me, Maureen, because I want to ask Sean something. Sean, would you like maybe if the FAI and the FA started to ask the fans to just say, listen, as Maureen was just saying there, just... for the national anthems, show the bit of respect. Would that be something you'd like to see? Or do you enjoy the booing and all the crack?
Look, I'm not into this, to be honest with you, Gary. It's, you know, look, I wouldn't have a problem in staying silent either. You know, as I say, I've been at a lot of football matches and I've been at a lot of rugby matches. It's just the fact that, you know, whatever, boo is at an English game, or it'll be the same again, as I said to you, Gary. But, you know, this act of fine, you know, look, if they said, sure, leave it out, lads. I don't know how many people will leave it out. I haven't got a problem with that. I never do with anybody, anyway. You know, I haven't, you know, sure, I'm not into it. But, you know, what people want to do, as I say, Gary, it's been done for decades. And, you know, I've been at Irish matches as well in England, and I've seen the way the English fans have carried on with us. And it goes both ways, guys. It really does. So, you know, you can't be asking the Irish fans when England's here playing us and, you know, and any, whatever Taoiseach has to say about it. Again, Gary, I'm not even thinking about that there. Yeah. The tarnish, he should leave it out. Yeah, he has nothing got to do with it. You know, if the fans want to boo England, they should be able to allow to boo them, because they're doing it over in England against the, you know what I mean, the Irish. So it goes both ways, guys. It really does.
Would you think that the upcoming National League's clash with England, do you think that... do you think the next time we play England, do you think because of this, it'll be even louder?
I have a firm belief that it's going to be the same. If, you know, I've no doubt about it. It's going to always be the same, Gary.
What I'm trying to find out is what's the general feeling out there? Like, are people looking at this going,
yeah,
ah, look, I understand it shouldn't happen and maybe next time we won't do it? Or are they looking at it going,
not, Gary. I can tell you this out straight. It's definitely going to happen the next time and every other time. As I say, Gary, it's been happening for decades and it's going to go on for decades. This is never going to stop.
Yeah.
No matter who says what, I don't see it seeing, I can't see it stopping, to be honest with you. You know, it is where it is. As I say, the English do it to us, the Irish do it to them. You know, yeah. And it's a funny, Gary, I'm going to say this to you, and I'll point this out to you. You ever see any other teams coming in to Ireland to play us? You won't see them getting built. It's only the English.
Yeah, that was a question I was going to ask you. It seems to be reserved for the English, and then them booing us as well. It seems to be a bit of a tit for tat going on between the two countries.
And it always has been. And sure, as you know, the reason why it's been, you know, and it's always going to be the way with Ireland and England. We're drenched in history.
Yeah.
Fighting England, and you know, I don't want to go down that road.
A couple of people texting in and made that point. Like, it's better than it was 30 or 40 years ago. If we're worrying about booing,
absolutely, they're not lashing each other out.
I'm going to stay with me there, Sean. I want to go back to Maureen. What do
Gary?
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead there.
No, I just wanted to say, I find that amazing. We have soccer teams in this country, do we not?
Yeah. League of Ireland.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how many people will come on the radio tonight, or how many people will be on the radio on the other night talking about this? Ask what teams they support.
Right. And
they're all English teams they support.
Well, that's a good point. Manchester
United,
Liverpool.
Because they can't shut their gob.
Yeah.
And another thing, if you were lucky enough, we'd say there's a World Cup on and it's in Wembley, just for argument's sake, and you were lucky enough to get a ticket, right?
Yeah.
So you said they're playing France or someone.
Yeah.
So would the Irish person actually sit down in the middle of Wembley while they played the national anthem? Or would they stand and show some respect?
That's a good point. What would you do at a World Cup? But when it comes to League of Ireland and that, you know, there's the usual banter and the kind of the rivalry and that. And certainly when it comes to the Premiership, I remember years ago when I was working in pubs, I always remember, because I was never a mad football fan, so I didn't really follow it. Of course, all my friends had their teams, Arsenal's, Liverpool's, Chelsea's, you know, the usual. And I remember England were playing Argentina one time and David Beckham was on the pitch and he got sent off for the red card, very famous. And there was a family in front of me, and on any other day, they'd be sitting in the pub, having a Club Orange and a packet of crisps, watching Man United playing, and they'd be cheering on David Beckham in their David Beckham shirts. And not that day, when he got sent off with the red card, they were cheering and booing England. And I always found that interesting. And that's a thing in Ireland, isn't it? The kind of, you know, we hate England, but we hate the English team, but we love the English clubs.
Exactly. But I mean, it's fine to have your bit of banter. It's fine when the game starts, you're booing. But you can have respect for a national anthem, be it the French, the English, our own, the Welsh, it's Scottish, it doesn't matter.
Go ahead.
You can at least show that much respect.
Go ahead there, Sean. You were going to say something.
Yeah, I was just saying there to Marty and there in yourself, Gary, it's always going to be Marty in that way, unfortunately, because you know, you'll have, you know, the likes of Liverpool slagging, you know, United and back and forward. And unfortunately, Maureen, we have to accept, and I think the FAI and everybody else has to accept that it'll always be the way with Ireland and England, and England and Ireland, you know. It's always going to be the way. I don't think anything is ever going to change.
Well, you know, it's fine for you to say that it's always going to be the way. Maybe it won't. Well, if that's the case, then why are the majority of people in this country supporting English teams then and cheer and roar?
I hear you. And again, that's a very good point, Maureen. I don't support any, you know, teams from England. But the fact of the matter is that it's always going to happen, Maureen, and it is.
Yeah, but it's
happen.
Hypocrisy.
But the whole point of the show was, Maureen, and I just want to bring it back to you, that the fact of the matter is that, you know, fining. Or the FAI are finding, you know, each other in this case. It's just stupidness, you know. There's 10 grand for you and there's 10 grand for you. Yeah, thanks very much. See you later.
Well, then the FAI, before these matches started, like I said earlier on, it was quite simple. They have a loudspeaker system. All they have to do is, would you please refrain from booing? Would you just let the national anthems be played? That's all you have to do. At least you made an attempt.
Yeah.
To try and tone it down and let them go away when the game starts.
In an ideal world, Maureen, yes, but this doesn't happen, Maureen.
Yeah, but maybe,
you know,
I know, but maybe it's time people just cop themselves around a small bit.
Well,
again,
Maureen,
as we say,
I'll go
back to rugby, but you don't see that in rugby.
Well, again, Maureen, as I said, you know, it's a different, you know, following for rugby, but I get your point in what you're saying, but it's never going to work, Maureen. Any loudspeaker, or any Taoiseach or Tarnisher or anybody else, this is always going to happen, Maureen. If the English are playing Ireland next week, it's going to be the same, and it's going to be the same fines, and going to be the same bullshit, and I'll fine you, and you fine us. Here, look, guys, there's 10 grand for you, and there's 10 grand for you. Okay, that's great, thanks. You know, that's all I'm saying, Maureen.
Well,
I wouldn't be
playing that game. I wouldn't even start the game until there was silence for national anthems. I'd call the whole thing off.
Sean, I want to ask you, Sean, do you think it's a bit childish?
It is very childish, yeah. Gary. Thank you for asking that, because it's so childish, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, why they're finding each other, and it's absolutely ridiculous, actually.
I mean the booing itself.
The booing is, yeah, of course it is. Yeah, you know, I get that. Of course I do. And,
what are you achieving? Where is it getting us?
No, there's nothing. Yeah. No, there's nothing out of this. You're right, Gary. You know, and, you know, we're still going to play each other. We're still going to do what we do. And you know, whether the best team wins, it is gas that you say that, 100%. But, again, Gary, it's going to happen. And, you know, it's childish, you know, doing. It's childish, you know, finding each other. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, it is. Of course it is.
So the whole thing is childish, you think?
100%. Absolutely ridiculous. They want to get their heads together, the whole lot of them, you know.
Swapping money.
But I suppose, Gary, they have to be seen to do something. And, we find them for
I think that's usually when you see something like this, you say to yourself, look, this is, you know... Yeah. It's kind of, you know, we'll just do a fine and hopefully we can move on from that. I want to go to Susan. Susan, you think it's childish and embarrassing and it's football thuggery.
Oh, yeah, well, I do think so. I think it's like the, you know, the way people would go to football matches, Gareth, especially for a bit of a, you know, for that chant and a bit of a riot, you know. And I can understand
Your line's a little broken there, Susan.
Sorry about that, Gareth. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, no, say it again. Your line was breaking up a little bit, so start that sentence again.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Gareth. Yeah, it's just this phone gives me a bit of bother. You know, I used to live in London and we'd be making fun of the national anthem, you know, and the police would come over to us and say, you know, you can't be doing that. That's not acceptable behaviour. You know, so I think it's immature. Yeah. Of people to do that. But then I think, you know, and I think the Irish, you know, they're well known for behaving themselves at matches. So it is a bit embarrassing that they did that.
Well, there is that. I mean, we have a great reputation, don't we, all around the world about being the best fans in the world. Yeah. And this sort of is a little bit of a stain on our reputation.
And when did that happen, Gareth?
September's Nation Leagues clash with England.
Oh, okay. So they did that. Yeah, I think it's embarrassing for Ireland for that to happen. You always hear about the English thugs at matches.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, my dad had a book about it. You know, they'd go to matches just for a fight.
Your dad wrote a book?
No, he didn't write a book, but he read a book about football. Hooligans who go to matches.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, especially for a bit of a riot.
Oh, there's
but the Irish.
They crack down hard on that now, and that's definitely an element. I want to go to Eddie. Eddie, you think it's banter and it's completely uncontrollable?
Good evening, Gary. Yeah, it's completely uncontrollable. And the FAI and the English FA have just made a rod for their own back because we play each other again in Wembley, the return leg, in 11 days' time. There's absolutely nothing the English FA or the Irish FA can say. They've no control over how people voice their spleen, you know? And when you highlight something, you just make it worse. And I'll give you an example. Do you remember the Wolf Tones when the government got involved because they were saying, ooh, up the rat? They made them absolutely more popular in the whole 60 years than they've ever been. They went to Electric Picnic, they sold out Stradbally. They're on a farewell tour and everyone's clamouring for tickets.
So you think
it's a part
fines,
of banter.
So you think the fines are only going to make the boos louder?
Virtue signaling, yeah. And what are they going to do in 11 days' time now when they boo each other again? Are they going to fine them again? They couldn't have put their foot in their mouth in a worse period. The timing's woeful, absolutely woeful. England get booed by Germany. Germany boo England. Argentina boo England because of the Falklands, Mexico boo, America, Brazil boo Argentina.
No, I understand what you're saying, but what I want to know is, do they boo the national anthem? I mean, I know they boo the teams. That's fine. I mean, that's the usual kind of, that's the kind of theatre.
Of course they boo the national anthem. They only boo when the national anthem comes on. It's a bit of banter. That's all it is. People read into it too much. It's just a bit of banter. There's worse things actually happen in football. You see the stick James McLean gets because he won't wear a poppy. You know,
well,
it's just a bit of
story,
banter.
Yeah.
It's all about 800 years of history and people don't forget these things. And they came here in 95 and he tore Lansdowne to shreds.
And how do you feel,
we're not Eddie? We're not the only countries that boo each other. Everybody's out.
How do you feel, Eddie, when Aaron Naveen is being booed?
Doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother you?
I just look at it and go, bit of crack. It's no skin off my shoulder. It's only for a minute.
And do you think that's what most people think?
Yeah. I mean, if you take that personal, you're an awful gobshite. What effect does that have on your day? A minute of booing. Yeah, okay, it's a bit of disrespectful, but just put it down to harmless banter and move on. It's not affecting your life. Yeah. Everybody's at it. It's just football banter. It's football banter. And people just get their knickers in a twist. And this 10 grand fine, and he's getting 12 grand, feeding Peter to give the Paul. It's absolutely ridiculous.
And as one of our callers earlier said, they might as well just hand it to each other. And look, I'm going to leave that one there. Yeah. Thanks a million for calling in, Eddie. And thank you very much, Susan, and everyone else who rang in. The straw poll in the studio kind of favoured what you heard there. Everyone just said, listen, it is what it is. You're not going to get rid of it out of football, that's for sure. And people are going to boo whether you like it or not.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.